First of all, let me say that I'm honored to be here with you. There are so many things I'd like to tell you, so I've got about 5 hours of information that I'll cram into 45 minutes. I did a television series. I helped and worked on a television series with CBS. It was Sun Pictures that did it. And it was called the Ancient Mystery Series. There were 4 2-hour specials. I worked on 3. I worked on 1, 2, and 4. The third one I did not work on. It was the one that you may have heard that was rather famous, got a lot of publicity. It was called The Incredible Discovery of Noah's Ark. And happily, I didn't work on that one because it caused a lot of lawsuits and a lot of bad will at CBS and a lot of trouble. And the reason why is because, when I worked on the first two, called The Ancient Mysteries of the Bible, Part 1 and Part 2, then they did The Ancient Mysteries, then they did The Incredible Discovery of Noah's Ark, and then they did The Ancient Mysteries of the World. And so I watched The Incredible Discovery of Noah's Ark, and then when they called me to do the fourth one, I'm back with the same crew again, and I asked them, did you guys really find Noah's Ark? I mean, you had the show, Incredible Discovery of Noah's Ark, and had all these great pictures. Did somebody actually find Noah's Ark? And the field director says, no, this is America. You don't have to be intelligent here. You know, we're just entertaining people. Americans that aren't interested in anything intelligent, we're just entertaining them. That's what American media thinks of us. That there's an elitist viewpoint, of course, that we've all come to know. And this is something I've been trying to fight against, because I believe there are a lot of people in this country who are very intelligent, and they have not been told the truth. And somewhere along the line, the truth is going to come out, because truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Somewhere, sometime, someone is going to begin a process which is going to unfold all kinds of hidden things that have been hidden from us. When I was a small child, my mother had an uncle who worked in the Vatican, Secretary of State's office. And he would come home every couple of years, and I never knew him that well, but I've got that kind of people in my family. My mother had 2 federal judges as uncles, and I grew up with them. My great-grandfather was a senator from the state of Florida. As a matter of fact, Senator Claude Pepper was his gopher. So I've got politics, religion, and that kind of atmosphere in my family, so I grew up with it in my blood. I'm interested in the occult world. Because it didn't take me very long to find out, even as a kid, that there is a whole world of knowledge that has been around from day one, which most people are not privy to know about. And I feel that it's an idea whose time has come to begin to crack the ice and begin to show people that we have been misled in so many ways. Let me say at this point that I love this country. It's the country of my birth, my family. But I believe this country is in the hands of some of the most despotic and truly devious people that have ever run any government in the world. When you go back to 1948, 49, and 50 with Operation Paperclip, when the CIA, that foul, degenerate organization called the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, was set up by, it was called the OSS during the Second World War. It was foul then. It still is. The OSS was founded by Wild Bill Donovan, some of the other names that you might know. They were members of an organization called the Knights of Malta. Knights of Malta is a Masonic organization that seems to have been operating behind the Vatican, through the Vatican. And at this point, I should point out something to you so that you'll appreciate why I'm saying this. There are 2 kinds of law in the world. 2 kinds of law. One is called civil law, which is referred to as the law of the land. Then there is commercial law, which is the law of the high seas. It's called maritime admiralty law. It's the law of the high seas, or the law of banking. And the law of banking is in force throughout the entire world. All countries, all companies, all nations operate under UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. A lot of people do not know, though, that Uniform Commercial Code, which is the Bible of all business on the earth, is based on Vatican canon law. The Vatican is the bottom line on business on this earth, period. Nobody does business on this earth unless you do it through UCC commercial law, Uniform Commercial Code, and that's based on Vatican canon law. The Vatican has been involved in incredible intrigues throughout the ages. But there is something going on here now that is very serious for this country. When this country was founded, we had enemies galore all around the world, because for the first time in human history, with possible exception of the classical Roman period, the first time in the world history, a people rose up, a small handful, and said, we will not be slaves any longer. And we made some very serious enemies. In the year 1213, many people are not aware that in the year 1213, the Pope of Rome made a contract with the King of England. And the contract said simply this, that since Jesus is the Messiah and the owner of the whole world, and everything was created by Jesus, consequently he is the lawful and legal owner of all life in the universe, everything on the earth. But since Jesus isn't here to take care of business, he needs someone to look after the earth. So he needs someone to look at it in his absence. So the word in Latin is vicar. Vicar means someone who stands in for someone else. So the Pope declared himself the vicar of Christ. Therefore, lawfully, according to maritime law, lawfully and legally, it was established in his head that he was the owner of the whole world. Everything in it. Period. And he meant it. And because the Vatican dominated Europe, Europe dominated the world, something called UCC Commercial Code, Uniform Commercial Code, was brought into existence so that all the world operates under Vatican canon law. Connecting to the Vatican are secret societies, fraternal orders, knighthoods, which are very powerful and operate in the dark. There is, in point of fact, a religious, political, economic, social, world movement that has been in operation for thousands of years. It's only picked up and continued by the Vatican within the past 1,600 years. I am tired of secret societies, fraternal orders, hidden priesthoods, manipulating and exploiting this country. Europeans are well aware of this kind of intrigue, this kind of insidious intrigue. But Americans don't seem to realize how much we have been manipulated and exploited because of our ignorance. Consequently, I think that we're not going to be able to go into this next millennium carrying the same baggage. We're going to have to wake up and find out how far gone our country really is, how far gone, and who has done it to us, and how they've done it. In the ancient world, there was a very important symbol in Northern Europe, an occult symbol of the magic wands, because magicians always worked their magic with magic wands. Magic wands were always made out of holly wood. And consequently, they're still working magic in Hollywood. It is a very occult, hidden, legitimate, and let me assure you, there is a legitimate, real, de jure magic being worked on us. It is not a slip of the hand or pulling the rabbit out of the hat kind of thing. There is an actual occult, mystical kind of system in operation throughout the world. Hidden priesthoods, ancient secret societies carrying all kinds of ancient mystical knowledge on how to contain themselves in power, how to manipulate throughout the world in power. So money is done this way. This is why you have the word, and I love the use of words, because that's where all the action is understanding terms and words. Why do you call money currency? Because it's like an electrical current you plug in. It's a currency. And consequently, when you begin to see how these systems, these secret societies, have been operating, publishing money, manipulating political thinking, and we are all aware of that now in America. We pretty well have been awash with that kind of information. I have a lot of slides I would like to show you which point to the fact that the entire system that's been built up around us has been professionally put together in such a way that you should not see the obvious. And I think that what we should do is go to the slides, because I've got so many of them. So let's turn the lights down a little bit. The point of the slides is going to be, I do not intend to do a in-depth footnoted presentation with all the details. I just want to give you a cursory understanding of how symbols and emblems, words and terms have been put together deviously, insidiously, to lead you into believing and accepting certain things which are actually leading to your demise. Before we do the slides, one other point I'd like to make to show you the kind of deviancy that goes on in this country. Just as an example, are you aware of the fact that when a ship comes into harbor, it pulls in, a freighter pulls in, and when it pulls in and parks, it is said to have berth. It comes into its berth, and consequently, the captain must give to the port authority a certificate of a certificate of manifest, which tells you how much materials are on the ship, how much money are you bringing into the country, what are you bringing in, how much is it worth. It's basically the same thing that happens to you when you were born. You come out of your mother's water, and consequently you are considered a human resource. Therefore, you have to have a birth certificate. Many people do not know that birth certificates in this country are, in point of fact, a security on the stock market. Your birth certificate represents a security investment on the stock market. You are worth probably millions of dollars on your personal account with the Department of the Treasury, but you don't even know it. You have no idea in the world that your birth certificate is actually a security on the stock exchange. And consequently, all you've got to do to tap into all that money is just know how to do it and know who did it to you. That's how this government is able to create money to supply their armies and supply the military and do all the wonderful things that this country is able to do. They do it with your birth certificate. They borrow money on you because you are nothing more than a blip on a computer chart. If you want to talk to me about that later, I'll explain it to you. I've got a lot of interesting material on that. Now, let's get back to the slides. And I'm assuming that this is going to work. It didn't work at my last ones. Who's doing the slides? Yeah, I guess maybe we better. We can turn down a little bit. I don't think totally off. And then, now. Good. I'm going to have a problem here because I can barely see it. Now, the point I'm making here on this set of slides is that we're talking about, well, it's just, you're going to have to do it. All right, the point we're making here with this particular set of slides is that there is a very powerful secret society operating in the world that started in the year 1717. In England. It was called the Grand Lodge System of Freemasonry. The Grand Lodge System in England gave birth to, ultimately, what we call Scottish and York Rite Freemasonry in America today. York and Scottish Rite Freemasonry is, of course, the offspring of the Grand Lodge System of England. This is not to say that there is anything wrong, because any of my presentations, I'm not condemning people. I'm talking about institutions and organizations. There are many fine Masons in this country as people, but far too many of them do not, as a matter of fact, most do not even understand where their organizations have come from. But when you trace back Freemasonry in this country to the Grand Lodge system in England, you're going to find that it goes all the way back into the ancient Sumerian world, into the ancient world, and there's an awful lot of legitimate mysticism going on for the control of people. So, in the ancient world, the temples were always called temple squares. This is why you have the Vatican Square, Times Square, Red Square, Tiananmen Square, Washington Square. All of the major cities of the world have their square. You play baseball at the square. If you go to jail, you get 3 square meals. You have to play fair and square. All of this goes back to the old ancient Babylonian Sumerian system of temples that were built on the square. Here in Babylon, you'll see the temple area in the middle is the square. The square temple. Now, we'll just run through these. As I said, all of the major cities in the world all have squares. Why? The Vatican Square. Incidentally, you'll see in Vatican Square the obelisk in the middle. That's like the Washington Monument. The Washington Monument, as well as this obelisk also, a lot of people do not know that obelisk, Washington Monument, is actually a male phallic in erection, and it connects to the Oval Office. Hey, this is just history. Bless you. You have to wonder why priests have to go to a seminary, but let's go on. It all has to do with sex. The entire foundation of Western civilization is based on sex, period. And there has been a war going on for thousands and thousands of years between the male and the female domination of the world. And with the coming of the Roman Empire, the male domination became the most prominent. And there was a lot of violence to overthrow the goddess energy on the earth. And that's why we're in the mess we're in today. Because men are thinking about government and institutions in relation to that man thing, to be in control. And there's someone else in control of this universe and not us. And we have brought upon ourselves all of the terrible tragedies in this world with the wars and famines and all these other things, because man seeks to dominate the earth for his own aggrandizement. And that divine presence in the universe that men have called God is a God of justice and balance. And one day, this whole entire system that men have built up to dominate other men to their undoing is going to come apart. It's ordained by the universe. Nothing can stop it. We are beginning to see the cracks in the system now. Somewhere along the line, we're going to have to get back to a balance between that goddess energy, which is nurturing, which your mother brought you into the world. As a matter of fact, that's the very basis for baptism. That's why Christians get baptized in water, because when you were born, you came out of your mother's water, and you were born. Therefore, to be born again, you've got to go back into Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and be born again. And as a matter of fact, this is why, and I get off on all these tangents, this is why we have God the Father instead of God the Mother. In our civilization, we have God the Father. Why? Because of rain. Rain is the reason why we know that God is the Father, because our mother is Mother Earth, Mother Nature. And therefore, in the spring, the rains come and impregnate Mother Earth. So the sacred fluid comes from God the Father to impregnate Mother Earth, and all life begins again on the earth. This is why you have weddings in the spring. A lot of sexual connotation to what we think is a very holy, but in point of fact, it's based on some very mundane sexual symbolism. Back to the square here in Salt Lake City. And incidentally, many of my audiences have heard me say this, so I'll say it again for you. There's nothing holy in Jerusalem. There's never been anything holy in Jerusalem. There's nothing holy there now, and there ain't never going to be anything holy in Jerusalem. We're talking about politics, money, and power. There's nothing holy in Salt Lake City. There's nothing holy in Rome. There's nothing holy in Israel. There's nothing holy on this earth but the divine presence in the universe, and it don't have nothing to do with our buildings and our way of looking at things. There is a divine presence in the universe that all peoples have always realized and referred to it as God or the divine creator. And let me assure you, there is nothing holy that we ourselves have built up. If there's anything of any lasting holiness, it's what the divine universe has put here. And we have used it to our own undoing. So I'm saying we need to get back to the beginnings and learn how to live with each other on a male and female love and consideration for each other and not have a war between who's going to dominate the world. This kind of thinking is on its way out. And I also want to say that I have been asked if I have such a disdain or a loathing for government and law. And I say that I do not have a loathing for law. I have an absolute, total loathing for what we call attorneys, law, government, religion. I am totally against any kind of manipulation, exploitation of a people who are free. This country was founded as a free people, and we have lost our freedom because we don't understand the symbols, how these things have been set up, these institutions.